Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today. We begin the show with breaking news. Kyrie Irving has requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. That's according to our senior NBA insider, Adrian Wojnarowski. Woj is also reporting that there were some talks on a new deal for Irving, but no deal was reached and a trade request was delivered, he is reporting, to the organization today. So I'm joined by Chinee Agumake, Tristan Thompson, Kendrick Perkins. That empty chair there is because Richard Jefferson is on his way. That's how big this news is today. But Perk, I want to start with you here as we wait for Adrian Wojnarowski to join us. Just your initial reaction.
What reaction? This is Kyrie Irving, a guy that you cannot trust. Didn't Kyrie Irving just say that Kevin Durant is his best friend, right? So where's the loyalty, right? If that's your best friend, I don't want that. Give me an enemy. For the simple fact that when you look at how Kevin Durant has been riding for Kyrie Irving since they arrived in Brooklyn, Grant standing behind them through whatever his beliefs were, whatever he was doing, riding with him over James Harden. Kyrie Irving is the reason that James Harden left. And now we get to this point with his contract, right? And now all of a sudden, the Brooklyn Nets didn't match or agree to what Kyrie wanted them to agree upon. But 2 years ago, didn't the Brooklyn Nets try to give him, Kevin Durant, and James Harden a contract extension?
Yes.
Didn't Kyrie Irving turn it down?
And James, yes.
And James Harden. Okay, so now we get here. You have a stretch over a two-week period where you've been playing outstanding basketball. Now all of a sudden, that same contract that they had for you that you turned down, you want them to put that right back in front of your face again? And don't come give me all this about, oh, they could trade them to the Lakers for Russell Westbrook. First of all, the Brooklyn Nets don't have to do a damn thing. They need to do what's best for the Brooklyn Nets. But again, we're here, supposed to be celebrating Jordan. This is supposed to be MJ Day. And we're here dealing with Kyrie Irving again.
Well, we are waiting for Adrian Wojnarowski to join us. He will in just a couple of minutes, and we'll have some answers to those questions, like which teams potentially could trade for Kyrie Irving. But in the meantime, Tristan, you played with him. What do you make of all of this?
I mean, I think, listen, at the end of the day, first of all, with the contract extension, the money went up. So me as a player, you offered me an extension in 2021 compared to now, the money went up. So I'm not leaving no money on the table for none of these owners, Perks. So that's the first thing. Second of all, listen, Kyrie bought in. Listen, this is not just a Kyrie decision. I can guarantee you right now, Kyrie definitely spoke to, you know, easy money sniper Kevin Durant and definitely had this discussion. And Kevin Durant, I can almost guarantee, probably gave his blessing on it. Because you know what? Kevin Durant's probably next asking out. Because, listen, Kyrie bought in. He didn't want Steve Nash there in the first place. He didn't think he was a good enough coach for the team. Bought in, played well. Kevin Durant gets hurt. He's averaging 30 points per game, playing at a high level, playing like an all-star starter. Now he walks in, like I would have told Rich Paul to do, walk in there and ask for extension. And if they don't want to give an extension, we're out of here. So he did what he had to do. Of course, his personal stuff with how he felt publicly obviously didn't go well with the community and went well with the team. But listen, at the end of the day, he's an all-star. He's playing at a high level. He's giving you exactly what you asked for, to be available and put the team on his back. If you don't want to cut the check, you got to go. They did the same thing with you in Boston. You went to Danny Ainge.
No,
you went to Danny Ainge,
no,
and you wanted your money.
No,
and you said no.
No,
we had this discussion before.
No, but no.
Well, look
no,
who's
no,
joining
no,
us. But, look who's joining us here. Richard Jefferson getting mic'd up. We will get his thoughts in just a couple
of minutes. You wanted the extension with Boston, and they said no, and then you went to OKC and got the extension.
To be available?
He was available. He's been playing. Look, he's playing all the games this year.
Has he been available since
he's averaging 37 and shooting
40%? Has he been available since he got in Brooklyn?
RJ, sit down. You're late.
Has he been available since he got in Brooklyn?
He's been available this season.
Has he been available
about what you've done for me right now?
No.
What have you done for me right now?
So,
what have you done for me right
no.
now? Tristan. What have you done for me right
wait,
now?
Wait, wait, wait. Clearly, I mean, he's been available as of late, right, for Brooklyn. That's what you're saying. But when you're looking at the total body of work here, as Richard, we're going to let you get settled. Chinee, I'm curious your thoughts as we try to make sense of this trade request from Kyrie Irving.
I think that's the biggest issue with Kyrie, trying to make sense of his decisions at times. Mm. Because oftentimes with Kyrie, it's all mixed messages. But at the same time, you know, I see a little bit of validity to both of your arguments. This is how I see it. All right, the big question is, what is your number one main thing? I mean, for him right now, it is that contract extension, and so he's trying to make sure that he secures that. And I think if you're the Nets, you don't want him to leave for free, right? You want to leave in a position right. of strength. But when it comes to Kyrie, I just really hold my breath oftentimes, because while he probably is talking to Kevin Durant about this scenario, it just does not bode well for the perception of what he will be for years to come when you're trying to get this extension. You know what I mean? When I was looking at this, we're in the same McDonald's All-American class.
All of us in the same McDonald's.
2010, right? Yeah, and if you talk to guys and women of our age, 30s, what do they want? That's the number one thing. Mm-hmm. They have families and they want that extension.
Right.
And so when I remove the actual, you know, I guess the preconceived notions we have from Kyrie based on his lack of availability, I understand why he's trying to force their hand right now. But then that hand is going to really be small, because there's certain teams that will, you know, see this as an asset that is not trustworthy. Mm. But there are certain teams that will still take him. And that's why I say it comes down to mixed messages. And also, these are two scenarios for Kyrie Irving. He wants to play in a place where he can compete, right? But then also a place where he has players he can trust. Mm. And those are the two areas that I think he's trying to push for, whether that's Brooklyn or beyond.
Right. So just to peel back the curtain for our viewers a little bit, Richard Jefferson wasn't supposed to be on today's show.
No, I was not.
He wasn't supposed to be joining us today.
No, I was not.
And then this news happened. Adrian Wojnarowski reports that Kyrie Irving has requested a trade. Mm-hmm. And you decide to show up?
Well, yeah.
Is that big?
Shout out our producer, Hillary. She called me. She's like, so what do you make of this? And I was like, I'm just talking, messing with her. She's like, do you want to come in? I'm like, I got nothing else to do. So, yeah. No. I think when you break down this entire Kyrie situation, the complicated part is for the Nets. They're not going to just give Kyrie away and take some assets, right. take some sub players. They're not going to do that, because he's not the most important player in this scenario. It's Kevin Durant. And if they're trying to keep Kevin Durant happy, they actually could be better off allowing Kyrie to stay there, because they're not going to just take back some assets. So if Kyrie stays there, even if he decides to leave in free agency, at least you now have a slot where you're like, hey, we can bring in players and build around during the summer, during the free agency period. We can figure it out. But what we can't do is take back some players and some assets and say, Kevin Durant, you're one of the top three players in the world.
Right.
Look at what LeBron is dealing with. Right? Like, no. We need talent around him. So we'll see how that works out.
And it's going to be interesting to see what decision the Brooklyn Nets make. Are they going to treat this like they did with Kevin Durant, where they looked around but weren't able to ultimately find a deal? Or are they going to take action this time, considering the fact that Kyrie could walk away for nothing? I want to bring in our senior writer, Zach Lowe, into this conversation.
Yeah.
Zach, you are plugged in Brooklyn. What is the most important thing to look at as we're all sort of weighing this trade request?
Well, look, the most important thing is always Kevin Durant and what this means for Kevin Durant. And I think it's too early right now, at least for me, to say what this means for Kevin Durant. But let's go back. Here's what the Nets are at risk of right now. Mm. God, the Nets. Every time Kevin Durant gets hurt, they like descend into the eighth circle of hell. Kevin Durant can't get hurt. Every time he gets hurt, it's like chaos, complete chaos. They traded a bunch of stuff for James Harden, all their young players, all their picks for James Harden. Hooray! Then they traded James Harden for Ben Simmons, who currently is giving them basically nothing, and some draft picks too. Now, they may be in a position where they have to trade Kyrie Irving for pennies on the dollar. Because remember, in June, not long ago, Kyrie Irving made a whole drama about how he might not opt into his contract, and he was willing to work with the Nets on a sign-in trade, and nobody was really all that interested in signing and trading for Kyrie Irving. So guess what? He opted in, and he said, I'll see you in the fall. By the way, 2 weeks ago, he made a comment about how this year was different with Kevin Durant injured, because the Nets had no halfway-in guys in their locker room. No halfway-in guys. Okay. And now, and if they make that kind of trade for Kyrie, and I'm not saying they will, that's pennies on the dollar for Kyrie, potentially for Harden, and that is the big risk for Durant, because I don't know what Kevin Durant wants. Mm. Richard may be right that Kevin Durant could sit here and say, build around me. I'm Kevin Durant. Just give me surrounding talent that makes sense. I'll make it work. I'm that good. But there comes a time when the surrounding talent just isn't good enough, and the Nets are on the brink of once again becoming this sort of unsalvageable situation. And it's just shocking that we're here, because this team won 18 out of 21 games.
Yeah.
Like yesterday. They look like a championship contender. Kyrie was humming. KD was humming. Kyrie was talking about nobody's halfway in, we're going to be fine. And we're here? We're here?
Yeah.
2 weeks after that halfway in comment, we're here? I wonder why. It's about the extension. It's about the money. And with apologies to Kyrie Irving, he has not been nearly reliable enough for 4 years now for the Brooklyn Nets to give him the kind of contract extension that he probably wanted.
Well, and as you were talking,
I had a lot to say.
No, don't be sorry. We were just sitting up here in the last couple of days. I was talking about it, how I was just in Brooklyn and how it seemed like Kyrie Irving was in such a good place that this Nets team was finally starting to hum. You're telling me that's how they get you.
No, that's how they get you. But ultimately, this is about the extension. This is about the extension. And the Nets are like, hey, listen, we appreciate the great behavior for the last couple months, but finish it off. Finish it off in the season. Finish it off. Have a great postseason run. Y'all potentially have a championship team when Kevin Durant comes back. Y'all go to the conference finals. You win a championship. You go to the NBA finals.
Yeah.
That extension is going to come. Mm-hmm. But right now, you need to see more quality work before you go give a person a 4-year extension or a 5-year extension at the amount of money that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a major investment. Yeah, we still have so much more to come on Kyrie Irving here on this show. Adrian Wojnarowski, he will be joining us on the other side of this break, along with Stephen A. Smith. We're going to hear his reaction to Kyrie Irving requesting a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. We will be following this breaking news all show. Don't go anywhere.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Today is brought to you by Marvel Studios' Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Now streaming only on Disney Plus.
Welcome back to NBA Today. We continue to cover breaking news. Kyrie Irving, according to our senior insider Adrian Wojnarowski, has requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. We are joined now by our senior writer Brian Windhorst, bringing him into this discussion because I think the question that all of us have as we continue to look forward is, where could Kyrie Irving possibly be going? Brian, what do you have on that front?
Yeah, this is what the NBA executives I've been talking to for the last hour have been analyzing. I'm sure there are teams that are pulling themselves into meetings right now to kind of discuss it. And as a reminder, this was on the table for some teams last summer. But let me just go right to the red meat, because everybody wants to know about the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers' position, from what I understand, is that they've been interested in trading for Kyrie Irving, but they're not so sure about trading for him and being, you know, obligated to give him a $200 million contract at season's end. And so if they could get Kyrie Irving for basically next to nothing expiring contracts, that would be something they would entertain. But the Nets were not really willing to entertain that. I think we're going to see definitely the Lakers come to the fore here, because we know that there is a lot of interest from LeBron James to maximize this season. Mm. Getting Kyrie Irving would obviously be maximizing this season. But they might have, you know, an issue down the hall, because the LA Clippers have been the team that has been leading in the pursuit of point guards in this trade deadline market. Now, I think that the Clippers would be skeptical about going for Kyrie Irving and upsetting the balance that they have. Having said that, the Clippers have assets that the Nets actually might want. They have players under contract, under control, that if you traded, that might actually get the Nets more interested than an expiring Russell Westbrook contract. Because I don't think that the Lakers can honestly give those second-round picks for Kyrie Irving if he's a possible rental. And that's really the issue here is, do you value him as a rental or do you value him as a player you have to trade and pay? The other teams I would say on the very short list, Malika, the Dallas Mavericks, who are very desperate to get a star player next to Luka Doncic. Are they desperate enough to roll the dice on Kyrie Irving? I don't have an answer for that yet, but I think that they're a team that people in the league are keeping an eye on, but they almost certainly would want to trade bad contracts. Again, I don't think there's premium assets being offered to the Nets for a guy who is demanding such a potential sizable contract. And the last team I'll mention is the Miami Heat. The trade there would be Kyle Lowry, would be my guess. The issue, again, I'm not sure the Nets are crazy about taking on the $30 million on Kyle Lowry's contract. And I want to underscore one thing before I hand you the ball back. As you go to the trade machine and think about all the wonderful things that you're going to do to get the Nets stuff for Kyrie Irving, the Nets are not in position to do a rebuild. They do not control their draft going forward other than this year. And this year, they're a contender. They have Kevin Durant coming back before for the All-Star break. So trading them pieces where they can tear down and go to nothing isn't a sensible strategy because they do not control their draft.
Interesting. Brian, thank you. Before we go ahead to that trade machine, also known as our front office insider, Bobby Marks, I want to just peel back the curtain a little bit more for our viewers. We're joined now by senior NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski, the man who broke this news. So, Woj, can we just start here? Why now? Why did this trade request come about and how?
Malika, Kyrie Irving wanted a commitment on a long-term contract extension before the season was over, not this summer, but ahead of this trade deadline. And the Nets have not been willing to make the kind of commitment in years and money that Kyrie Irving has wanted. This goes back to last summer when they wanted to see a consistency in not just his performance and availability, you know, but his ability to stay controversy-free, keep the focus on the team. That obviously has not happened this year after his suspension with the promotion of the anti-Semitic film on his Twitter page, and all that went into the aftermath of that. And I think the Nets' stance has been, let's continue to play. Let's try to continue to win and get to the end of the season and see where we are. But I don't think there's been enough of a body of work yet, I think, for the Nets to make the kind of commitment Irving wants. And now, you know, you look at the trade request ahead of Thursday's deadline. I'm told it did not come with any preferred teams. The market is limited for him. How, you know, teams who would bring him in, who would want him as part of the organization, but also, what is their willingness to give him something closer, the entirety of what he wants this offseason? Certainly, you know, listen, the Lakers are going to have interest in talking to the Nets, I'm told. But for Kyrie Irving, he may be in a similar situation as he was last summer, where by asking out now, you know, he doesn't necessarily have that max offer to walk out the door with next summer. But certainly this Nets team has been upended by this trade request today, which largely, again, came because the Nets and Irving and his agent could not agree on terms of an extension that would have started with next season. And Irving did not want to wait till the offseason to continue those conversations, I'm told.
Woj, I think the natural sort of next question that folks look at is where Kevin Durant potentially could fit into all of this. We know that for now he's sidelined, but looking forward, where does that come into play?
I think that's hard to know right now, Malika. I think Kevin Durant was looking forward to playing with Kyrie Irving when he returned to see what this team could still be. The Nets certainly had an opportunity here to try to improve themselves before the trade deadline. But I think there's just, once again, uncertainty there. And I think it's difficult now for Kyrie Irving to walk back in this locker room between now and trade deadline and just go back to work. I'm told, listen, he's been good around this team lately. I think everybody was very optimistic. He certainly had been performing at a high level, but away from the court, he had been very, I'm told, consistent and in unison with the group. He's carried a very big load and done it really well for the most part with Durant out. But that all changes today with a trade request. And I think Brooklyn has to kind of huddle and decide how they want to proceed here. They're not going to get overwhelming offers for Kyrie Irving. I think there may be teams. I think Brian was very astute in the list of teams he went through that will probably check in. But the idea that you're going to give a massive haul to Brooklyn for a player that you've seen once again is leaving, wants to leave an organization in the manner with which he's doing now, you know, as an organization, how soon before he does that to us and how much do we want to give up when we've not seen a consistency on or off the court in availability or in any other number of things. But again, I think the Lakers, perhaps for the right price without having to completely mortgage their future, and it's uncertain whether the Lakers would want to commit the kind of long-term guaranteed money to Irving this summer, but as something of a rental, as a player who certainly is super talented to put in there with LeBron James, it's going to be a conversation, I'm told. But I think the Nets have a chance now, ahead of next Thursday's deadline, to try to figure out how they want to proceed here.
Very interesting. Woj, thank you. We will continue to check in with you throughout this show. Kyrie Irving, he's making $36.9 million in the last year of his deal. He actually has a 15% trade kicker that would add another $2.1 million. Now, Irving is slated to become an unrestricted free agent in the offseason. So we're talking trades. You know who that means. We have to bring in our front office insider, Bobby Marks. So, Bobby, we do want to get to some trade options here. But before we do, just your reaction. As someone who's – you have literally been in the Brooklyn Nets front office making these decisions. How do you react to this?
I'm stunned right now, Malika. I thought that there was something possibly to be worked out in the offseason. There's no deadline for Brooklyn and Irving to extend. You know, June 30th is the deadline, but there's no February 9th deadline. I thought Irving, as I said, he's a max player, but he's a max player on a year-to-year basis. He's not a max player for 4 years. And I don't think an organization, whether it be Brooklyn or a team at like the Lakers, could trust him on a 3 or 4 year contract. And I think we're seeing why right now, but he's been tremendous for them. He deserves to be in the All-Star game, but I'm stunned where Brooklyn is right now. This team with Durant back is certainly a championship level, and to do something like this right now, I would say probably disappointed and a little bit stunned here.
Interesting. I think that is a fair way to react to all this when you consider everything that Brooklyn has been through and then the way that they've been playing as of late. But you said the magic word. You said the Lakers. So can we talk a little bit about what a trade for the Lakers involving Kyrie Irving, what that would look like, Bobby?
Yeah, you mentioned the trade kicker, right? So Brooklyn would have to pay that, or Irving could waive that. So it's Russell Westbrook, right? Westbrook's the number there as far as, you know, making $46, $47 million. Now, for Brooklyn's sake, if you're the Nets, you're saying, well, wait a minute. If I'm trading Kyrie Irving, I want to attach a player like Joe Harris to the deal. Harris has another year next year at $17 million. Can we get a first round pick in a deal? You know, add a player like Lonnie Walker here. I think it's interesting, Malika, from the Nets perspective, if Irving walks for nothing, then basically they're left, you know, they don't have cap space, right? So maybe you're looking for players that have a little bit, you know, contracts beyond here. Westbrook and Lonnie Walker don't. So from Brooklyn's perspective, it's got to be a first round pick that's coming back for you to do a deal like that, right? You don't want to take additional salary. And a Westbrook for Irving swap, you would. You would take on about $40 million in extra luxury tax penalties.
Not to mention Joe Harris, a sharp shooter for Brooklyn. And we know that the Lakers, they want that type of shooting. Zach, what do you think?
What do I think? I think the Lakers would love to do that trade. That's a great trade for the Lakers. It helps their team now. I think it underscores what a mess this is for Brooklyn, because you're trading Kyrie Irving, your big free agent signing along with Kevin Durant, for one first round pick. One. You don't know how good that pick's going to be. Could be good, could be bad, could be nothing. Who knows? That's all you're getting for Kyrie Irving. And like Bobby said, that may be such low return. You just want out of spite to keep him on your team for the year, not trade him, and force the Lakers to find a way to sign him into cap space, which, by the way, they may not have as much of after the Rui Hachimura trade last year. But it's better. One pick is better than losing him for nothing. I will say this. Brian and Woj went through the teams. I would take the Lakers and the Mavs over the field of the rest of the NBA if you're asking me to predict if Kyrie Irving is traded, if where he goes. I'll take those two over the field. I'd be very surprised, as Brian said, if the Clippers waded into this, especially at this stage. This is chaos 6 days before the trade deadline. Chaos. And a lot of teams are just going to say, you know what, the timing isn't right for us. So I'll take those teams over the field got to make some calls beyond that. Boy, oh boy.
I know. Boy, oh boy is about sums this up. So that's the Lakers' proposed trade. We have so many more to get to, though, because we showed you just a couple of minutes ago some other teams that could be in the running to make a deal for Kyrie Irving. The Clippers are one of those teams. What does this text from my dentist say, Perk?
If Lakers trade for Kyrie, I will become a Clippers fan.
All right, more Dr. on the other Nathan. Side of this break.
Dr. Nathan. We use him too, both of us.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to NBA Today with Malika Andrews, live from Los Angeles.
It's been a long road.
I was letting the team down at a point where I wasn't able to play. I never wanted to just be about me.
I paid a heavy cost. Where do we go from here? I know I have not reached the end.
We continue to cover breaking news here on NBA Today. Our senior insider, Adrian Wojnarowski, reporting that Kyrie Irving has requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. Now, Woj just said on this show that that did not come yet with a list of preferred destinations. You know it's big news when Stephen A. Smith calls into the show for his reaction. Stephen A., thank you so much for taking a little bit of time. What do you think of this trade request?
Idiotic. Let's get that out the way. Here's a guy in Kyrie Irving that for the last 3 years who's gotten most of his money but missed more than 50% of his games, enters the last year after this offseason. Obviously, the situation that he got himself into earlier this year was unfortunate, but he resurrected himself from that. Was playing spectacular basketball, leading vote-getter amongst guards for the All-Star game, playing outstanding basketball and reminding everybody what an absolute flat-out superstar basketball player he is. No one questioned that. All we ever questioned was, can the man go the rest of the season without being any kind of distraction if he's going to have a chance to get his money? And lo and behold, he pulls this. And why? Because the Brooklyn Nets had the temerity, the unmitigated gall, to say, play the season. We'll see. Because we haven't had you for a full season without any drama. And here he is again. For a guy that's looking for a long-term deal from another team, there is no question about what you're getting when Kyrie Irving is on the basketball court. The only question mark regarding him is his commitment to not being a distraction and to going out there and performing. And the fact that he's made headlines with this, all it did was serve to remind everybody out there he's spectacular. We'd love to have him in our uniform so long as we don't have to make a long-term investment in him because he cannot be trusted. He just reminded the basketball world of that.
So, Stephen A., if you're a GM for some of the teams that we've talked about that have the space to trade for Kyrie Irving, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Mavericks, the Heat, as some of those teams, would you do it? Would you make that deal?
It depends on what I'm getting rid of in return for his services. If I'm getting a superior basketball player, and in the midst of all of that, I'm getting rid of players and contracts that I don't want on my docket, sure. But that's entirely different, Malika, than making a long-term commitment in him. Because you're not obligated to do that just because you trade for him. He can talk about where he wants to go all he wants to. But if there's not a market for him to get a long-term contract, then he has to accept whether it's staying in Brooklyn or going wherever he ends up going. Because there's not a market out there for somebody that's willing to give him a long-term deal. That's the situation. He doesn't have the leverage that he thinks he has.
I'm looking at our news bar. It says that Kyrie has maintained interest in the Los Angeles Lakers. Before we let you go, Stephen A., your thoughts on a potential reunion between LeBron James and Kyrie Irving?
That would be absolutely spectacular if the Lakers were able to pull it off. But in order to do that, they'd have to send away probably Russell Westbrook. If you do that to get the $47 million off your books, Brooklyn would have to reunite KD with Russell Westbrook. How you think KD gonna feel about that?
Right.
And so regardless of what everybody is saying, I consider that scenario highly unlikely. Impossible? No, but highly unlikely. I'd love to see Kyrie Irving in Tinseltown with LeBron and Anthony Davis and see what that materializes into. But the bottom line is the Lakers would have to give up a haul to get him. The Brooklyn Nets would have to accept and embrace that haul, and that's a lot to expect. So I consider that to be a highly unlikely scenario.
Stephen A., thank you so much for joining us here on NBA Today. So much more from Stephen A., his thoughts on this trade request coming up tomorrow on First Take. For now, though, I want to bring it back to our panel because, Chinne, it comes down to a couple of questions. It comes down to priorities, right? That's what we're looking at here.
Yeah. In the real time of discussing Kyrie Irving making this request out of the Brooklyn Nets, I really think it comes down to three things right here. And I wrote them down because your girl's a nerd, right? You know me. One, you know, does he want his money? Two, does he want to leave?
Okay.
Or three, does he want both? Ooh. Now, in the case of one, does he want, I'll talk nerdy to you every day. Does he want his money? To me, this seems like the most logical route just because this is forcing the hand of the conversation for the contract extension, and that's what he wants the most right now. Two, does he want to leave? Well, why would you want to leave a team without KD, who, mind you, if KD were playing, I would be priming my vote for MVP for Kevin Durant. Leave a team with your best friend, Kevin Durant, who's currently without him, still fourth in the East. And a lot of people are saying he's been good. He's been a good teammate. He's been a professional. The consistency that we've seen the last 20 or so games. Why would you want to leave that? And also, does he want both? Does he want his money and to leave? That's a really difficult scenario for what Stephen A. just said. You know, in that package, if he were to go to, for example, a Lakers, how are you going to send a Russell Westbrook, you know, to Brooklyn, reuniting him with KD? That just seems like a lot of work to do. And you have to know that Kyrie, you'd have to be taking, you know, less Kyrie individually. But then the Nets want more if they're going to move him off. So that's why I come back to A. It seems like it's a money move. It's a business move. It's forcing the hand. And I don't think he would do this without KD knowing, saying, hey, I understand this is going to make headlines. This is going to be the conversation. I think it really comes back to those three things, but starting with the money.
No, I agree. Okay, so I wrote down 15 things. I wrote down 15 reasons why I believe that this is
my next chapter.
Right, yes, yeah. So a part of my thesis that I'm about to write. No, everything that you said was 100% on point. The weird thing when you look up at the situation to me is that, like you said, they are good. And everything was cooking and rolling. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he is so antsy, in my opinion, for that extension. But in that process, One of the things that we all know, your agents test the market. That's what your agents do. Your agents are like, they're talking to other teams, they're talking to other GMs, like, hey, what would you guys do? I think Kyrie, he really wants an extension. We saw James Harden. James Harden told the Nets, hey, I'm not going to be here. I want to go to Philly. Philly's like, we'll give you the extension, come here, and then they work something out. I think when you look at Kyrie, you're just like, well, Kai, you have to understand that there has to be a market. You can say, I want to go to Miami, I want to go to LA, I want to go this, but the other side of that market is that the Nets have to be willing to take that, and the part about it that makes it more difficult is Kevin Durant is the most important person. So whatever we get back, this has to be something that we believe will be appealing to Kevin Durant, not just our franchise.
Right, and to that point, some new reporting from Woj and our Tim McMahon. The Mavericks, they're reporting, had previous interest on Kyrie Irving and are expected to explore the idea with the Nets ahead of Thursday's trade deadline. This is what Woj and McMahon are reporting. But like most teams, the Mavericks, they've had a significant reluctance, is the way that they're terming this, to make significant offers for Kyrie Irving. So before we head to break, I want to bring Zach Lowe back into this conversation. Zach, just your final thoughts on Kyrie Irving requesting a trade from the Brooklyn Nets.
That it's just hard to believe everything that's happened to the Nets in the last 2 years. You made fun of Chinay, RJ, for writing down stuff. I feel like I need a full flow chart of events and decisions and counter decisions just to map how the greatest theoretical team in the history of sports has now come to this. And of course, the Mavericks have had significant concern, or whatever the terminology is, about trading a lot of stuff for Kyrie Irving. Every team is going to have significant concern about locking him up to an extension that's more than a year or two. Why would you? How could you? Why would you look at the last 4 years? It's what I kept saying about the Nets, even when they were winning 18 of 20. And by the way, pour one out for Jacques Vaughn, who did everything right, everything he could to right the ship in Brooklyn, only for the ship to capsize again, despite his best efforts. But why would you watch the last 4 years and think, oh, it's all going to be fine, it's all going to be good, lock him up, $50 million a year for 5 years? It's not going to happen. And next week's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens.
Next week's going to be interesting. I think it's fair to say the soap opera, it continues in Brooklyn. On the other side of this break, Bobby Marks is back with us. He is going to propose some realistic trades for Kyrie Irving. Kendrick Perkins' thoughts on where Kyrie should go.
You have thoughts?
No, I don't.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
I've been working on my game since I was 7, 8 years old.
Hey, no, they want to see me doing bad, but I'm good.
Kyrie Irving, he is hotter than fish grease.
But I'm good. That is a bad man. No, they want to see me doing bad, but I'm good.
Oh, my goodness, what a finish. He hung in the air forever.
But I'm good. That show and go is a special move in my package.
No, they want to see me doing bad, but I'm good.
Welcome back to NBA Today. Our coverage of Kyrie's trade request continues. And this is always fun for me because I am back to my reporter's roots with a little reporter's roundtable. Nick Friedell, senior writer Ramona Shelburne, and Scape senior writer Mark Spears. Thank you all so much for joining us on short notice. Nick, can we start with you here? Because you cover the Nets. You covered Kyrie on a daily basis. And today's news, I mean, it sent shockwaves through the NBA world. But were you surprised?
No. And I don't think anybody in the organization, Malika, who has lived this soap opera of up and down over the last couple months, can be shocked by any of what we've seen unfold. I'd take you back to a week and a half ago. Kyrie's stepmom, who also doubles as an agent, gave an interview to our old friend and colleague Chris Haynes, in which she basically, in his main words, says, if the Nets don't want to play ball now, we'll find somewhere else to go. And you talk to people in the organization in the moment, and they were like, what the hell? Everybody's played great. Kyrie is turning into the leader we need without Kevin Durant. Why did that happen at that moment? Well, a few days later, we're here. So they have to now unfold all these different layers that they tried to push off since the summer, and there's not really a clear answer in the moment. But as usual, just when you think everything is good with this Nets team, it is always one step away from imploding, and usually Kyrie is at the center of that.
Yeah, at least historically speaking, that has been the case. And then I think everyone's attention turns to, okay, well, where could Kyrie possibly go? And Ramona, no one knows the Lakers better than you do. We talked about them earlier in the show, but what are folks inside the organization saying about their interest in actually bringing Kyrie to L.A.?
Well, look, they are interested in anything that's going to improve the team. They're interested in talent. But this particular situation comes down to what the Nets actually want in return for this, for Kyrie and the situation he's in. Could potentially be a free agent. Obviously, there's issues with the contract extension. And if you look at where they are right now, they're actually playing pretty good basketball. And so they need to make a basketball decision here and not just a public relations decision.
Mark, you have your pulse on the league as a whole. What are some of the reactions from the general managers across the league? What are they saying?
Yeah, I've been speaking to six different general managers today, and four of them said that they had Kyrie had little value, that they thought that maybe they could get some expiring contracts or some role players for him. Of the teams that they mentioned that could have interest, there was Dallas, Lakers, Miami, and even the Chicago Bulls. One GM said that he said, why should I have interest in him? If he doesn't want to re-sign with them, why not just wait to the summer and trade for him? But yet I'm worried about him, his baggage. And so another one said that he didn't expect the Lakers to, or the Nets to have any interest in trading for Russell Westbrook either. But the one common denominator was you didn't hear any young teams even thinking about getting to this fray.
And so we wait and see which teams potentially emerge. Nick, Ramona, Mark, thank you so very much. There's been a little bit of a shift in the title odds because we've mentioned it. The Nets, they've been playing incredibly well as of late. And so we were watching them. Are they going to march up the standings a little bit here? And they have been. They've been making a real push. But now, before the trade request, after the trade request, I'm not a betting woman, but I know that those are plummeting odds for the Brooklyn Nets. Still to come on NBA Today, we will continue to dive into the fallout of Kyrie Irving requesting a trade from Brooklyn. Woj is standing by. Bobby Marks will join us on potential destinations, and our panel reacts.
Welcome back to NBA Today.
Welcome back to NBA Today. Where could Kyrie potentially be headed now that he has requested a trade out of Brooklyn? Well, Bobby Marks, he has some potential trades for us to take a look at. Did you work with him? Yeah, I was going to say, he drafted you. All right, we're going to start with the Los Angeles because both the Clippers and the Lakers, they could make a deal here. Kyrie Irving, Joe Harris for Russ, Lonnie Walker, and a first-round pick. Perk, who says no?
Who says no? The Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
The Brooklyn Nets says no. You know why? Because we do have to realize that the Nets do have Ben Simmons. So how are you going to play Ben Simmons and Russell Westbrook at the same time? Because when he comes back, you're going to have to play both. Mm-hmm. Again, this is why it's a two-sided thing. They don't have to send Kyrie where he want to go or where he think that's best for Kyrie Irving. That's not a good trade for the Brooklyn Nets.
All right, well, let's keep it in L.A. because the Clippers, they could also make a deal for Kyrie Irving. Let's see what Bobby Marks is proposing the deal could be. Kyrie for Terrence Mann, Luke Kennard, John Wall, and Robert Covington. Shanae, what do you think?
I would say yes for this. I mean, look, you keep your core, and I think the biggest question for the Clippers is having that secondary ball handler so that Kawhi and Paul George don't have to do the work. And I think, you know, the Nets, at least they're getting good assets back. Still, I'm like, overall, Nets, no, but this one is, like, better than the one we just saw.
All right, well, what about this one, the Dallas Mavericks? Because we know Dallas is in the market for a star to put alongside Luka Doncic. So Bobby Marks is proposing that a trade could look like this. Kyrie for Spencer Dinwiddie going back to the Nets.
Spencer back.
Reggie Bullock, JaVale McGee. Richard?
Tomato.
Spencer and KD get along now?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying the Mavs, the Mavs, yeah.
not looking at the trade. All right, Tristan, last but not least, bienvenido a Miami. Let's see if Miami, this is a trade you like, because Bobby Marks is proposing that that could be something that is on the table potentially. Kyrie Irving goes to Miami for Kyle Lowry, Gabe Vincent, and Caleb Martin.
At least it's better than everything else we've seen today.
Is it better than the Clippers?
I don't know, but I feel like the Clippers are the strongest package.
I mean, Terrence Mann, Covington, I mean, they're very good role players, but at least Kyle Lowry, you know he's a starting point guard, and you know he's battle-tested. I mean, like, that's the best one I've seen so far.
All right.
But guess what? Rob Pelinka needs a strike.
I like that.
Rob Pelinka needs a strike.
All right, Adrian Wojnarowski is standing by. We'll be back in 60 seconds with Woj.
Middleton with Giannis.
Welcome to NBA Today. I'm Malika Andrews. We are on the precipice of history here.
I love this play right here.
It's all about the flick of the wrist. We are joined by the man himself, Paolo Banchero.
Yeah, we definitely know that we can play with anybody.
Two-time Finals MVP, Breonna Stewart.
Why not go to the biggest market?
You know what? Hey. Quickness! Pennsylvania has a groundhog. We have Kirk. January was wild.
47, 45, 50, 60, 71.
We're going to the upper room, baby.
A perfect 10 when this dunk went down. Don't try to revise that history, baby.
Cole Anthony.
Freeze.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
This right here is Tom Brady.
Final seconds.
Please continue to crack that smile.
What a wild week it was, but nothing more wild than today with Kyrie Irving requesting a trade out of Brooklyn. The man who broke the news, Adrian Wojnarowski, joining us once again. Woj, the developments over the past hour, what more can you tell us?
Yeah, Malika, it was just this afternoon that Kyrie Irving's agent informed the Nets that Kyrie Irving wanted to trade ahead of next Thursday's deadline. And I think for a lot of teams around the league now, they're discussing internally, you know, do they want to get involved? At what level do they want to get involved? And that starts with the Lakers, with Dallas. Phoenix is an interesting situation with Matt Ishbia, their incoming owner. Technically not in place, I'm told, until next week. He's expected to be approved by the Board of Governors ahead of the trade deadline. But certainly, I think Phoenix knows that this is an ambitious owner, a new owner that wants to come in and improve this team in any way. I think the list is going to be short for Kyrie Irving potential stops. For I think almost anybody, he's a rental, because I think teams want to know before they commit to a long-term extension moving forward. They want to see him in their organization. They want to know, can they count on him? And history suggests, certainly recent history suggests, that there's good reason for trepidation with a longer-term extension. That's what led to this trade request, Malika, is that Kyrie Irving wanted some assurance now, wanted an extension, essentially at that four-year max, and Brooklyn wasn't ready to do it. They weren't ready to do it last summer. They wanted to revisit it in this offseason after just getting through a period of time with Kyrie Irving where he was productive, where he was available every day, where there was no controversy around him, and it really had not been that long of a stretch of time since you could say all of those things. And so Brooklyn now has to figure out him in the lineup here moving forward between now and the trade deadline. They play Washington tomorrow, and certainly this creates a lot of uncertainty around a team that thought, with Kevin Durant coming back, that they'd have a window here to try to make a run as whole as they've been in recent years for the postseason. Now, again, I think the offers that'll be out there for Kyrie Irving may not be a lot different than what was there in the offseason. Not significant assets being offered for a player that teams don't want to get. They're not committed to staying with on a long-term basis.
Woj, thank you. We will see you on the 6 o'clock SportsCenter. Magic Johnson is weighing in on Twitter, because of course he is. Personally, I'd love to see Kyrie in purple and gold, he said. I mean, I bet. That makes sense to me. So Richard Jefferson.
Yeah.
I'm actually not going to start with you. You just decided to roll out of bed. Final thoughts, Shanae, on this trade request, at least for today.
I think it's a money move. The Nets are still in contention, and it's going to be difficult to find a deal that really works. But, hey, Lakers fans, you're telling me there's a chance? There might be a small right? chance, but I do think this is a contract.
You're telling me there's a chance? The biggest thing today for you.
It wasn't this. It was a Dylan Brooks situation. I came in today. We had an hour. I wanted to talk about this. I'm like, whoa.
Well, you got 15 more seconds.
Okay, well, look, at the end of the day, it starts to become a pattern of behavior, young fella. Like, I love your tenacity. I love your talent. But that this stuff, I'm
trade him. Trade him. Bro.
Happy Michael Jordan Day to all. Our trade deadline special.
Team Donovan.